Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
What's up, everybody? Rob here, and you're listening to the Soulship Enterprise on CITR 101.9, coming at you live from UBC campus on this beautiful Saturday evening. My good friend and co-host Christopher is unfortunately at work right now, although he might be joining me later. So I thought that I would do a little something different today. So as you may know, Chris and I usually play soul funk, hip-hop, jazz, and whatever really we feel like. And lately we've kind of been going, drifting away from our soul and funk roots, playing a lot of rap and a lot of weird stuff. So I thought I'd kind of get back to that today and do something a bit different and look at sampling and maybe make a case for soul and funk as really influential genres of music, which they are in my opinion. And also maybe make the case that even though you may have not realized it, you've been listening to a lot more soul and funk than you may have thought. So I don't know, I'm going to play, I found some cool samples from a lot of top 40 stuff and, I don't know, just general popular music, and then also a lot of hip hop, and we're going to listen to some of the original tracks. So anyway, I don't know how this is going to work exactly, but I'm going to start off with one which I think you guys will recognize right away. It's a quite blatant sampling. So anyway, yeah, it's quite interesting. So to see that some of your favorite beats and instrumental tracks might have not actually been written by the artist at all. So anyway, see if you can figure out what this one is.
Yeah.
All right. You just heard the Chai Lights with Are You My Woman? Tell Me So off their album I Like Your Lover, released in 1970. That horn riff, of course, unmistakably borrowed by Beyonce for Crazy in Love. So anyway, yeah, hopefully you guys could tell that was that. So yeah, I'm going to do some more of that, because why not? So we're going to play, this track is by the Gap Band, Yearning for Your Love. This one's probably going to be a bit more subtle, but it's from, it was borrowed in a hip-hop classic, so Gap Band.
out of my life.
All right, you just heard the Gap Band with Yearning for Your Love. And that track was sampled by Nas on his legendary album Illmatic. Illmatic, oh man. Illmatic. On the track Life's a Bitch featuring AZ. So, anyway, I'm going to play that one now, see if you guys can catch it.
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, a person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping the sweat of wrestling street ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insights that guide us. Even though we know somehow we all got.
My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some garlic like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash. And got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Okay, Nas featuring AZ, Life's a Bitch, off of his seminal album, Illmatic. And that track sampled the Gap Band, Yearning for Your Love, off their album, Gap Band 3. And that song showcased pretty well one of the classic sampling techniques of basically looping a four-bar section from the original track and then kind of quieting it down a bit and then laying over some new drums. But sometimes people get a little bit more creative with it. And I'm going to show a song which is a really good example of that. So first I'm going to play the original song by the SOS band, No One's Gonna Love You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you just heard the SOS Band, one of my favorite old school funk groups, with No One's Gonna Love You. And this song was really creatively sampled, actually by one of the producers in ASAP Rocky's ASAP Mob for the song Peso. And I'm going to play that in a sec. It's really cool. They pitch these chimes, literally this little bit right here. Well, let me find it. That right there, that little chime. And they looped it and created a beat with it. And this is really interesting and, I don't know, like a super creative way to do it. And I read recently a really cool article in The Atlantic, which talked about how in hip-hop, producers and DJs basically used to crate dig and find really cool records, and often like very obscure hip-hop, soul, jazz, whatever. And, I mean, basically sampled them freely, which gave them a lot of creative freedom and like a lot of inspiration, I guess, for beats, but almost served as a sort of, I don't know, it's like a fun game, a sort of bragging, gave them bragging rights of sorts, where basically guys would try to throw in as obscure samples as they could, and then other people, I don't know, just would try to kind of find out like what it is, or you try to hear it. And you hear it on the radio, try to figure out what that was or where that sample was. And these guys would sample quite prolifically with famous albums like, I don't know, Public Enemy. Their first album was just chock full of samples. Same with De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest. All that old school hip hop was just full of samples from all various kind of genres of music. And this article in The Atlantic called The Decline of Sampling, Did It Cause the Decline of Political Hip-Hop? And the author essentially makes an argument that basically because of the new kind of legal framework and copyright law that has emerged, and how it has become to come to refer to sampling as almost stealing, that the only people who can really afford to sample these days are big name artists like Kanye West or Nicki Minaj. And as we saw in the papers a couple days ago, Robin Thicke and Pharrell, who got actually lost a lawsuit over Blurred Lines and the sample of Got to Give You Up by Marvin Gaye. So, I don't know, it's kind of interesting to see that even though now these creative samples might still be thrown in, it's almost like a dominance thing. And the author argues that, like, Otis by Kanye West, while on one hand it was really cool, that sample cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it was almost a status move, a power grab of sorts. So I'm going to play this Aesop track, but then I'm going to show you guys another really cool sample done by Kendrick Lamar on one of his recent tracks. And while, again, it's like a creative sample and a really cool use of a drum break, it's become that almost only the big artists can afford to do this kind of stuff. And while there is that history of sampling in hip-hop and also in popular music, it's become almost dominated by a core group of artists who are essentially rich enough to get pay the legal fees and like clear the samples. So anyway, you heard that little chime there. So I'm going to play the whole track. This is Peso.
Be that pretty motherfucker. Harlem's what I'm reppin'. Tell my niggas with the bitch and we gon' make it in a second. Never disrespected. Plus I'm well connected with this coke that I imported. Just important as your president. Swagger so impressive. And I don't need a necklace, but these bitches get impressed when you pull up in that 7. Them 6s, them beans is I gets the freshies. Raph Simmons, Rick Owens, usually what I'm dressed in. Rolling blunts, rolling doobies up. Smoking section, groupies rush, holy boobies up in my direction. Quit with all the front and you ain't run my click for nothing. Cause our presence is a present, just to kick it is a blessing. This is the way it goes, this is the way we roll. Cause every day I pay so. This is the way it goes, this is the way we roll. Cause every day we are pay
Gun crack, gunshot, gonna lick a boy. Gun crack, gunshot, gonna lick a boy. Gun crack, gunshot, gonna lick a boy. Cause every day we are.
Yo, bitch, she said I'm hot. Man, I told her I agree. She gon' really think I'm hot if I told her my degrees. Pull up in that hard top, showing off my keys. Graduate school of hard knocks. I could show you my degrees. Couple A, B, C's. Bad bitch, double D's. Poppin' E, I don't give a F. Told you I'm a G, A, S, A, P. Stevie got it on his sleeve, but I got it on my chest. My nigga, this is what I breathe. Inhale, exhale, cocaine. X pills, import, export, Harlem catching wreck still. So mommy show me how that neck feel. Later show me how the rest feel. For now just chill.
This is the way to go, this is the way we roll. Cause every day we gotta pay some. This is the way to go, this is the way we roll. Cause every day we gotta pay some.
Young crack, one shot, gonna lick a boy. Gunshot, gonna lick a boy. Gun cock, gunshot, gonna lick a boy.
Cause every day we are.
Hi, I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit CanucksAutism.ca/support.
Okay. So you heard before that ASAP Rocky with Peso, which was a track with a cool sample of the SOS band's No One Gonna Love You. And literally just that opening chime pretty much was all they took. So really cool. So I'm going to play another sample track. This one is by a 60s group called Cold Grits, and it's instrumental kind of funk 45. And It's Your Thing, you guys will recognize the beat for sure. It's been one of the most copied songs ever, originally written by the Isley Brothers. And I've been racking my brain to try to remember which TV show or whatever it was in. But I think it's probably been countless commercials and movies and stuff. So anyway, I'm going to play this track, and then I'm going to show you guys the drum break, which then gets borrowed by Kendrick Lamar in his most recent song, The Blacker the Berry. So anyway, check this guy's out first. Cold Grits, It's Your Thing. We'll be right back. All right, guys. So you just heard It's Your Thing by Cold Grits, which is a cover of the Isley Brothers' It's Your Thing. And that drum loop got sampled by Kendrick Lamar for his recent single, The Blacker the Berry, which I'm going to play in a sec. But interestingly enough, was also sampled by Kanye West twice on Power and on Crack Music from The College Dropout. And it also looks like it's been sampled by Kendrick before on the song Collect Calls. So I guess, I don't know, when there's a really sweet drum loop, you bet it's been sampled a ton of times. And I think the most sampled track of all time is James Brown's Funky Drummer, just for that little drum breakdown. So I'm going to play this little that drum loop again. You guys remember it? All right. So here it is again, slowed down.
Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't about you. You ain't my people, I can tell cause there's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your ways deceitful. No, I can tell because you in love with that desert eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Thosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Have a special guest. Chris has made it
all the way from Marine Drive Golf Club.
Yeah, so you just heard Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar. See, Chris is just so distracting. Your presence is magnificent. The Blacker the Berry with a drum loop from Cold Grits, It's Your Thing. So I don't know, we're just hanging out here. It's nice to be joined by the lovely Christopher. And
hello.
I'm probably just going to keep on doing what I've been doing and play some more old school funk tracks with samples. So this one is Leon Haywood, I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. See if you recognize the track. All right, people. You just heard Leon Haywood, "I Want to Do Something Freaky to You," famously sampled by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg right there. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
One, two, homie. Three, into the four. So, yeah, I'm going to play another cool little sample for you guys. This one's dedicated to Chris. It's by some obscure Italian guy, Gianfranco Reverbi. And I call this kind of music spaghetti soul. I was very into Westerns at some point last year, watching, a couple years ago when I was living in Montreal and barely went to class. I was watching a lot of Westerns, a lot of Sergio Leone, like Good, Bad, and Ugly, that kind of thing. So check this, guys. This out. This is kind of cool. So it's called Last Man Standing. Smooth transition as always. So that's Last Man Standing by Gianfranco Reverbi. So, listen to this. Yeah. All right, everyone. So that was Gnarls Barkley, a great sample by Danger Mouse of Gianfranco Reverbi, Last Man Standing.
What so a stellar duo that was, too.
Yeah, great group. Great group. Yeah. So I think we might have time for one more before we get a little sketch comedy going on tonight. And I'm going to play one last one. This is another kind of cool obscure soul track by Labi Cifra called I Got The from 1975, which was sampled by Eminem on My Name Is. So see if you can catch it. A little chord progression in there. It happens about 2 minutes in. So yeah, check that out. Labi Cifra. Thank you. All right, guys, you just heard Labi Sifr with I Got The ... Thanks for listening in, everyone, and
see you later.
Yeah, see you next time. Make sure to tune in. Yeah, yeah, Chris. Make sure to stay tuned in for some great scratch comedy with White Noise. So thanks a lot. See you guys next week.
See you, dudes.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Allen.